Welcome to Bikers Sunday Live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tupper's Plains, Ohio. We welcome all bikers and visitors, and thank you for tuning in for another exciting message. Listen and enjoy, and let the presence of God give you an experience of your life.
This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's an awesome, awesome responsibility for your pastor to be sure that this pulpit is protected. And I know that he's sitting down here sweating bullets right now. What's going to come out of this man's mouth? But I have assured him that I will honor your house of worship, your house of prayer. I will honor Pastor Rob and Tammy. And I will honor my Father in heaven. I'll do my best to give you what the Father in heaven has given me, and I will share it with you. It has a lot to do with our ministry in Zanesville, of what we talked about last night. And my name is Pastor Michael McGuire. I am the pastor of Rushing Wind Biker Church, and we've been in existence 20 months in the city of Zanesville. I have and am the elder of Bikers for Christ since 2002 in the same city. I believe that God did a wonderful thing in 2002 when I was ordained as an elder for that ministry. It began to open doors in the motorcycle community for our BFC ministry, in particular in Zanesville. We began to ride to the MCs, the motorcycle clubhouses. We began to run the poker runs, began relationships. I love the skits up here, because if we would have went into these places throwing Bibles at them, I would be dead. But what we do, and it works for us, is we go in and we build relationship. Matthew 28 tells us to go. Ladies and gentlemen, Bethel Worship Center, implosive Sunday morning is great, but you got to go. You have to disciple. Go discipling all nations, baptizing them, teaching them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And that's our mission with Rushing Wind Biker Church. We do have a Saturday night service, and every few months we will do a Wednesday night Bible study to instruct us, to teach us, maybe learn the history of Israel and her comings and goings. And we will be doing that starting next Wednesday with a Bible teaching of the stranger on the road to Emmaus. And it's important for our bikers as they come in and begin to experience something just a little bit different than the lifestyle that they had before. As they come in, begin to settle in at Rushing Wind, we want to teach them the Word of God. Sometimes the best way to do that's on a Wednesday night, not a Saturday night for us, or a Sunday morning somewhere else. It's nice to get that close, small group intimacy and be able to teach one another. At Rushing Wind, I keep a bag of wool beside me. And this is what I tell our congregation. I tell them this as I hold up the bag of wool. If your pastor is not doing what he's asking you to do, if I don't smell like the sheep, get rid of me. Jesus was the greatest example of going out, beating the feet. Romans 10, 15, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. We need to beat the feet. We need to go. We need to disciple. There are people dying out there going to hell because, guess what? We're not getting the job done. It's a divine call in your life if you're a born-again Christian and you begin to hold that title. Sometimes you'd think Rob's supposed to do it all. Well, no, he's not. No, he's called to be here. And I guarantee you, when he's going out and he's dining, I don't have to know the man. I know what the call of a pastoral leadership is. And he's looking. It's like when you take your ride, ladies and gentlemen, on your motorcycle and you go to an event from point A to point B, but there's that divine appointment in between as you're sitting in a dining hall. And when God tells you to go, get up and go and move and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, we got to be obedient. The Word of God says obedience is better than sacrifice. So we're excited to be here. We came with 12 bikes, and a couple of them were doubling up, and we missed all the possums and the groundhogs and the deer. I heard someone say they dodged a deer. Are you here somewhere? Did Did you dodge a deer this morning? There you are. Praise God. He got you here and he got you safe. Praise God for that. We are touching lives. If I can touch on our church just for a little bit. In the motorcycle community, we're 20 months old. We have Saturday night service. We have what we call a hang around from 4 to 6. It allows people to come in. And the first half of our building is a hang around area. We have a pool table, foosball, things like that, a library, just a place to come drink some coffee. And we feed the bikers every other month. After our service, we feed them, don't charge them a dime. So I love about the ministry. If God freely gives you something, you got to give that right back and trust this tithe thing. You know, tithing is good, but trust him that as you give things away, maybe you can't afford it, God's going to come and bless you. He will do that. It might not be in a financial way, but he'll come and bless you. And so on Saturday nights, 4 to 6, we have a hang-around time. The bikers come in, they roll in. And on a Saturday night, Rob, we have about 120 people that we minister to. And that's pretty big for Zanesville on a Saturday night when some of these guys were doing something else. A few months before. So we're touching lives. We're hitting the MC areas. We have some folks that are attending right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you about one fellow here in a little bit whose life has been totally changed by ministry, by being faithful and listening to the Word of God and not letting man take you into another direction. But listening to his voice, allowing God to do a fantastic work within you. And we've got to be obedient. And that's one of the key, I believe, truths to the ministry that we serve today. Last night, we talked very briefly about life is like a motorcycle. And we had five, you know, sometimes we get ahead of ourselves. I don't know if this ever happened to you, Pastor Rob, but, you know, preachers like to go, 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 go. And sometimes they don't like to stop, 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 stop. And sometimes we don't practice this scripture that says, be slow to speak and quick to hear. Guilty of it. Rushing wind, we want to be transparent, and that's what we are there. So let me be transparent with you about a pastor friend that I had. Actually, he was an evangelist, and he had a big tent revival going on, and there was a biker there, one biker out of all of those people underneath that big tent. And he could give a little altar call. Some folks came forward, and so did the biker. Sometimes we get ahead of ourselves. And he said, what can I pray for you, for Mr. Biker? And he says, well, you can pray for my hearing. And he says, well, that's no problem. We've prayed for a lot of physical things here. And he was kind of exuberant, you know. He did the, put his hands on the biker's ear, and he said, come out in the name of Jesus. And then he said to Mr. Biker, he said, how's your hearing? He goes, well, preacher, I don't know. It's not scheduled till next Wednesday. We like to put the cart sometimes before the horse. We need to slow down. Slow to speak, quick to hear. Slow to anger. Life is like a motorcycle. Can I share this with you? There are all kinds of motorcycles. I saw a bunch of them out there, and they're absolutely beautiful. Some are nice. Some cost a little bit of money, more than others. Some are just basic transportation. Some are scooters. But they all do the same job, do they not? We're kind of like that. You look around, and we're basically the same. We might have a different build. Some of us have more CCs. Some of us can run, some of us can't, and some of us have to walk a little bit. But the basics are there. It's a great comparison to the motorcycle to the Christian walk. Life is like a motorcycle, and if I might share this with you, five comparisons with a motorcycle in our Christian walk. Number one, it should be fun. You know, riding a motorcycle should be fun. Being a Christian should be fun. We know that sometimes testings do come our way. Sometimes those testings come from our Father above, not to test us into sin, but to make us stronger in the Word of God. To some of us, while it's being fun riding a motorcycle, it'd be ministry also. Those of you who are pastors, elders, presidents of your ministry, presidents of your club, and your motorcycle outreach, and you're going into the highways and byways sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's not just fun, but it's a ministry. It's what God has specifically called you to do, to reach out into the biker community, whether it's Christian Motorcycle Association. I've seen a lot of the patches here. God bless you. Continue to do what God has called you to do. I've seen Bikers for Christ are here, and God's Love Unchained, Crossover Ministries. Who are some of the others? Anyone else that riding with other ministries that are here? And they've called us specifically, whether we wear a different patch or not, for the same cause. And that is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world in the motorcycle community. So it can be fun, but it's also a ministry to many of us. So also, quickly, number two, sometimes it isn't fun. How many of you have ridden in the rain? And let me ask you this. How many of you have left in the rain? Oh, the hands weren't so high. Because some of us are weekend riders, right? We're not going to live. I'll tell you what. When I announced this ride last Saturday, two Saturdays ago, I guarantee you people were already on Google searching what the weather's going to be 14 days in advance. Am I going or am I not going? But if you're a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and he's called you into the motorcycle ministry, throw it away. You answer the call of Almighty God. It doesn't matter if the wind's blowing hard or if it's raining, you go. He's an awesome God. He's so awesome. Sometimes it isn't fun. We rode 500 miles to Incom at Louisville, Kentucky a few years ago. 500-mile round trip. 400 of it was in solid downpour rain. But oh, the contacts that God allows you to make. Am I right? When you have prayed up and made those trips and shared with those one percenters that are willing to allow you to grab a hold of their hand and pray with them. So sometimes it isn't fun. And sometimes you got to dodge the critters in the road. And we dodged just a few of them today. Last week, I ran over a dead possum. How can you run over a dead possum in the middle of the road? It felt like a rock I hit. It was crazy. Sometimes it's scary when you ride your motorcycle. Doesn't need to be, but when we recognize that a scare is coming our way, we got to understand that we should be in control of that. Same way with our lives as Christians. Sometimes the walk is scary. You're going to be put through something that you never asked for. You know, bad things happen to good people. Sometimes we go into a corner a little too fast. We do that with life as a Christian. It starts to rain and the road gets a little greasy. Don't tell me you haven't slipped and slided in your Christian walk. Sometimes that comes. Thank God for repentance. Thank God for his grace. And we can turn back to the cross and ask him for forgiveness and restoration. Scripture 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." So sometimes when life gets crazy, you know, and we experience that little bit of fear, we can go back on the Word of God on those three things: power, love, and of a sound mind. We can count on those three words and know that they come from God's holy Word. And we can have control, not be so scary the next time we see it coming. We can turn to his word. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." Man, his word says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help you." These are promises from his word. "I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Fear not, he said. Listen, I am with you. Don't be dismayed. Be dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you. So when we walk through these scary times, these are Isaiah 41:10 should be memorized. You should memorize that if you haven't already. And when you come in some of these areas in our lives where we don't know which way we're going to turn left or right, you look at the plumb line, you look at the word of God, you hide his word in your heart, and fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, my God says, for I am your God. I will strengthen you through this time of uneasiness. Amen? It's so good. And number four, real quickly, out of the five, comparing a Christian walk to a motorcycle. Life is like a motorcycle. Instruction is good. How many of us have ever taken the motorcycle course and you've been through it? It's a good thing. You might not use it all of the time, but or all of the things that they teach you, but listen, instruction is okay. It's good. It's good to be able to learn a little bit more to how to be safe on the motorcycle. Wrote a few things down here. When I learned how to ride, this is a long time ago. Did you guys have motorcycles in the 50s and 60s? Did you ride in the 40s and 30s? Oh, we're getting... No. I had my first motorcycle was a Honda 90, and I was riding it in the 60s, and we didn't have the road course then. So what I did, I took a license plate. My brother went on to college, and I took his bike, which he gave me, which had the wrong plate on it. And the old plate was white with blue letters. My mother did not pursue me riding the motorcycle, I was only 14. So when she went to work through the summer, I took the plate. The new letters were blue. I took the old letters that were red, and painted them blue, and then rode out on the old back roads because I thought it was legal. If there was anything wrong with painting a license plate, nobody told me I'd probably go to juvenile court for something like that. And, my mother caught me. Somebody called her, and I don't know who it is to this day. And they called her, and she left work and found me in the back of Foltenham. Foltenham! How can you find me in the back of Foltenham? But God led her right to her son. And I feared my father more than I did her, because I wasn't sure what was going to happen when Dad come home. But, I think he was proud of me. he had to pull the tough card, but he said, that's my boy. I don't know, maybe not. But the course is good. Take a course in a motorcycle. Learn how to take the course as a Christian. Pick up your instruction manual. Open it up and read it. And you'll be surprised what God will reveal to you and to us as we dive into his word. And the 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture. You know what we like to do? We like to pick and choose scripture and build ministries from it. But he said all scripture in 2 Timothy 3:16, not some. But all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine and reproof and correction and instruction in righteousness. So this is how we base our walk in the Lord. We don't want to look through here and read between the lines and then start a ministry really trust that in our walk with Almighty God. Instruction is good. Take the course. Read it. Learn how to live a little bit better. And I'm telling you, we talked earlier, man, outreach is important. And as you begin to receive all instruction, when you begin to receive all scripture, when you spend some time in prayer, get in your closet, and it's so important to our lives and to others around you. And when you come up out of that prayer closet and you've given him some time of Otis and Ivy, you give him some time of worship, and you give him some time of praise, and then you go before him in prayer, and then you ask him to open the doors to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. He has to do it because his word is true. All scripture, all of it. It all works together. So if you're a believer, are you? And do you read your Bible? Do you? Do you join other believers? Do you come here faithfully? or you just come on certain events. Bible wants you to be faithful. His word tells us to be faithful to the house of Almighty God. It is good to spend time with brothers and sisters and draw strength through worship, through praise, through prayer, and through the power of Almighty God through the preaching of the word. Do you? Do you worship? Do you pray? Do you come together? What causes us to do that? What would give us that desire to be in the presence of Almighty God? Because you and I, we like to play the field. And listen, I'm transparent, I'm telling you. Sometimes I don't want to get out of bed. I don't. We lost a biker a week ago last Friday. I was leading a funeral procession, burying a biker by the name of Huck. We called him Huck. He was a great organizer in the biker community of the bike show in Zanesville. A week ago Friday, was leading the funeral procession for Huck. And someone cut in our funeral line and killed one of our best friends on a bike with another ministry. We had 3 biker funerals in 5 days. It was a great loss. I have had not time to grieve because of the ministry. But my Father in heaven knows that. And there will be a time when I will be alone and I will pour my heart out to Almighty God and He will hear my voice. There is no shadow and turning in my Father in heaven. He will not leave me nor forsake me. Testings will come. Testings will come. But fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. Instruction is good. Do you love the Lord? Do you love Him? You love Him with all of your heart. Do you love His word? Psalms 119, may I read with you? Psalms 119 and verse 9, if you have your Bibles, I would like for you to open because we're going to read a few scriptures. I'm watching my watch. The devil hates what's going on in Tupper Plains, and he hates what's going on in Zanesville. He would love to see it tore down and another black eye to the Christian community. Let's read. Psalms 119 and verse 9. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to, do you love His word? According to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Do we do that? Oh, let me not wander from. See, I love these scriptures in Psalms 119, but it talks about His word, talks about my heart, and it talks about His commandments. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. I love this portion of scripture. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. We're talking, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, judgments, statutes, commandments, His word, my heart. There's a lot of truth in Psalms 119. Verse 14 says, I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies, judgments, statutes, my heart, your commandments, your word. I have rejoiced in all of my ways of your testimonies as much as in your riches. I will meditate. I will hide it. I will meditate your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Where do we draw our strength from? It's his word. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within us and guides us and directs us and leads us. It protects our heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will worship. The mouth will praise. The mouth and the knee and the soul and the mind and your spirit will bow before his presence. And you'll cry out to a holy God. Ask him for guidance and direction. And last but not least, if you come over to the motorcycle, I'll try not to get in front of that speaker, and you put sugar in the tank, if you put the wrong thing in the body, this is not going to run very good. It needs the right octane of fuel, needs some transmission and primary fluid. The brakes need to be proper working order. How come I don't see new turn signals up here on the front? Are there turn signals on the front up there? Do we do this on this bike? This bike needs proper tending to. Are you hearing me? It needs to be filled properly. We're comparing a motorcycle to our walk with the Lord. And as these motorcycles need to be tended to properly and the fluids need to be distributed properly, you and I need to be tended to by reading the Word of God, filling ourselves with truth, wisdom, love, peace, joy, long-suffering. For the biker and for our family and for our friends out there. If we fill ourselves properly, we're going to operate properly outside those doors. And if we fill ourselves properly, we're going to be a blessing to many who don't know Christ as their Savior. I was going to tell you about a friend of ours came to our church about 3 months ago, pulled up in a pickup truck. I knew he was coming, and I went out to his truck. We actually thought he was a police officer. He looked good, didn't he? This guy looked really good. And Pastor Rob, we went out to the truck, shook his hand, and he said, first thing out of his mouth, how do I look? And I went, what do you mean, how do you look? You know, it's a biker church. We don't really ask. He goes, how do I look? And he had he looked nice, and he had his hat on, a really nice dress hat. And I said, well, why would you ask that? And he goes, well, I'm at church. I just want to look right. And I said, in about an hour, you'll probably want to take the hat off. And we got a guy named Big Danny. He's 6'5", weighs 300 pounds. He just came in, took it right off his head. He said, thanks for giving me that hat. So, sad story. You know why he came looking that way? 40 years ago, he pulled into a church with his cuts on, wearing his collars, tats were showing, leather. The pastor immediately went to him and said, you can't come in here looking like that. You'll have to go home and change. And this man, 40 years ago, said to him, to the pastor, I'll see you in hell. And for 40 years, I can't tell you what he has done. I'm not going to tell you who he's been with. For 40 years of hate. Hate. Two months ago, he came forward and gave his heart to the Lord. I just love to hop a little bit. We're touching lives in Zanesville. We have another person who has rode with an MC club that has burned his shirts. They were inappropriate. He's out of the club with respect and is attending our church. We're touching lives. We have a gentleman who was an agnostic, didn't know about God, gave his heart to the Lord. We water baptized him not too long ago. Now he's preaching in all the nursing homes. A biker. Yeah. Go figure. We have quite a few people in our congregation that have spent an awful lot of time in prison, in jail. Some are coming out of release of rehab. You know, you got to sign a piece of paper so they can prove they were there at the church Saturday night. So I'd like for you to stand. And the message is short and sweet, and life is like a motorcycle. Five comparisons of... You know, riding a motorcycle can be fun. Sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it's scary. We need instruction. And we certainly need to take the course. I would ask you this morning, and this is as simple as it gets, do you know him? Pennsylvania, Milwaukee, maybe Kansas, a lot of companies come together to put a motorcycle together in the Harley-Davidson family. But watch, there's only one who has created you after his likeness. And after his image. While you were yet in your mother's womb, he said, I know you. I know you. And you're here this morning. Would you like to recognize your maker? He wants to fill you with the proper fluids so that your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, I don't know if I'm ready because I've done this and I've done that. I don't care if you've told a little white lie or you've got a teardrop tattooed right here. You bring it before the Lord, and my Father will forgive your sins. As far as the east is from the west. It's a love about the Word of God. He says, I'll remember them no more. Are you here and you've never called upon the great maker of your soul? He says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Will you open your heart? Will you come? will you come? Love to pray with you. Simply by faith, believing. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come. Are you here? You've never done that. We would love to pray with you. Lead you into the kingdom of Almighty God. And, I'm a pastor of a biker church. It's pretty simply run. But I believe in healing. I believe God can touch. And I believe he can take away that which we don't need in our bodies. I believe he can restore the things that we do need. Are you struggling with things? Physical? Are you struggling with things that ain't going to work real good in your body? And you need to put these things down. It won't run right unless we fill ourselves with his love. Are you here? Whatever the case may be, the cause, you want to accept Jesus Christ, you want prayer for healing, you're struggling with an addiction, come on. We talked about addictions last night, and I put it right in the men's face. Get off the stinking computer. Put it down. You don't need to be filling your body with that stuff. It won't run right. It won't run proper. You need to replace it with his love. Are you here? You're in a relationship. You're not sure what to do. Would you come?
Hi, this is Pastor Rob Barber. Thanks for listening to our message today. We're excited about what God's doing here at Bethel Worship Center and in the body of Christ at large in 2012. If you'd like to learn more about the ministries here at Bethel, please visit our website at www.bethelwc.org. God bless you and have a great day.